for the BioSolid project. Mike, John, who wants to speak to what the sewer board came to yesterday?
Regional Sewer District on yesterday voted unanimously to support the BioSolids project.
Had good discussion and...
Yes, sir, we had a real good discussion on it. There are a lot of questions remained unanswered, and there's no way we can answer them yet. I mean, the first step was to meet with you guys. The second step is to meet with the sewer board. Third step will be today to sign the revised application. I did get an answer on the revised application. Your question was perfect. Called Joe Boland, and he says, yeah, we know that. Go ahead. We want you to use that one. We're not going to be taking the money out of that account, that fund anyway. But that's the application to go ahead and use it. So, okay. Well,
what was the question, Mike?
The grant application.
There was some discrepancies in the
numbers
in the application and
look at, on the back of this. There's that revised application.
Oops, I got it.
And it talks about 40%.
Oh yes, yeah.
Yeah, there were some numbers that.
And I didn't want to, and I said, my gosh, when I was left, we don't want to get in a position where also we have to spend more than what we thought. But he said, just fill it out like I did with a 50-50 match, and that's how they'll process it. So the action we need to take would be, one, to approve that, and also they would like when you...
So you first action you're saying is to approve this grant application, correct?
And last time you kind of did one of these things, saying that you'll fund it.
Okay. A resolution authorizing... Is that what you're talking about?
Yes, sir. Up to $3 million for this project.
So, is that a good action you're saying for this morning?
Yes,
is
that's what we need this morning. And then,
as a resolution to follow the sewer board's recommendation and
you'll fund
use
up
the
to
sales
three,
tax
provide
money.
Up to $3 million in matching funds for the project.
Okay.
Then we'll need that. Then we'll need both of those documents executed. I'll leave an original with you guys, and I'll take an original back, and I'll email it to them today, and I'll overnight it to them today.
Okay.
I'll take responsibility for the communication on that.
I'll make a motion to approve the resolution for the $3 million grant.
Up to $3 million to match the grant.
Yes.
Okay. We don't have a resolution before us.
Well, I'll second the motion just for discussion here. This resolution we passed on the 19th, is that not good enough?
Does it specifically say you'll match?
No, it doesn't. So
that's what we need.
Okay,
my motion includes that.
Okay,
matching
so
of the funds.
We're going to modify this to add matching up to $3 million.
Yes.
Okay. Is that's
okay.
Okay, so that's the motion.
Yes.
Okay. Yep. We can fix that one there.
Rick?
Yeah, that's for you guys.
I'm going to do a Mr. Chairman point of order. I think it'd be clean if you would make a motion to approve the resolution as amended.
Okay.
And then make a motion to forward the grant application. So you've got two motions there. One, the resolution that you'll fund, and second, the grant application in two particular actions. That way there's no doubt whether one got swept up with the other or anything like that.
Is that what you meant, Danny?
That's perfectly clear. Thank you, Rick. And that's the way I want my motion to read.
And that I'll amend my second to match up with his new motion.
Very good. Okay. Any questions on that? All those in favor say aye.
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 Motion carries. Questions or comments?
Yeah, continue with one comment. There are a lot of questions that need to be answered. The next step will be if we come out on the fundable list, then we'll be back working with the sewer board and communicate with you guys, because the questions on ownership, the questions on member usage and things of that nature need to be answered prior to starting any final design on that.
Right. When we get to that point, there'll have to be other entities contacted, the ones that lay with outside our boundaries that attended the meeting, and their participation will be something that will be looked into and sought after.
Yes, sir.
And this all goes along with what you presented to us the other day. So there is questions to be answered, but those questions are a distant action to what we need to do for Taney County with this the biosolids project. It's
correct.
Been hard work by many, many people. And then this opportunity from you and Mr. Houseman has worked out at a great time. So I thought it was dead in the water at one time. So
we're very excited about this opportunity. Just like, again, this could be a demonstration project.
And some of the discussions, follow up with Danny was saying, you're going to work with DNR or whomever to make sure these other agencies or these other entities are, if we do the biosolids, that they're going to be directed or strongly encouraged to use our facility, because obviously that helps the viability of the entire operation.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Just and one thing to bring up, just so you guys will know, currently 85% of the sludge in initial phase will be coming from comes from Branson and Hollister.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So that helps tremendously.
We've got two entities basically providing most of it.
Okay.
We could talk about this in another setting, but the involvement of the people, the list of the people that were involved in this situation as far as the cities, because didn't we have, wasn't it Barreville, Arkansas, or Green Forest, or one of those?
They had expressed interest. They didn't really attend any of the meetings.
They didn't attend the meetings.
They came to a couple of meetings, but they've just expressed an interest.
But Kimberling and Reed Branson West and those areas that affect everything. So,
right.
For some reason, I thought DNR was making it said it was a little more difficult if we had a lot of if any Arkansas entities in the initial group.
Okay.
And then after we get it functioned, we can
correct.
Bring in Arkansas. But
correct.
To have Arkansas involved in a Missouri DNR project wasn't. They said it wasn't going to help you at all.
Correct, because it's in a different EPA region.
Right.
Arkansas
okay.
is. So that'll be kind of a second phase.
Yeah.
The other thing is, Barreville, Green Forest, and all those have a lot of poultry waste. If you go look at their wastewater plants, some of them look like blood going through there. Before we get a bunch of biosolid VOD things going on, we better make sure we're all right.
Right. Well, I just wanted to let it, I guess my main deal was the need was what I was putting out there that for the whole area. We're going to protect our waters this is getting to be more and more of a problem all over the United States.
Oh, yes,
so
sir.
It's
I think our last meeting, Ozark sent somebody down mm-hmm. last meeting. Mm-hmm. They're struggling with the same thing
right.
that we are.
One thing to keep in mind also as a real positive for this is the EPA has been threatening to limit the land application of liquid sludge due to phosphorus content. So that's something else that would happen in the future, and we're avoiding that as well.
Right. All right, Bob. We amended the resolution, so we'll just have to retype a little bit. We voted and approved it with some amendments on it, and then sign it and get it.
I want to take it with me.
So,
you want to take it with you? Is that what you said?
Well,
Bob, if you want to go up to your office, Bob, I'll be here after this. We only have two things this morning, mm-hmm. and then you can start.
Did I type the resolution?
Yes, you did.
That's what I did.
Make sure I'm clear on this. We've got the resolution. I understand that vote. Did we get an application, an authority to sign application?
We amended the motion to have both things. So.
Okay, thank you.
Uh-huh.
Also, Larry Van Gelder did give me a call and wanted me to pass along his deepest appreciation to everybody for all of this work because he's been briefed that this is moving forward finally, and he was extremely excited about that. So he said he will be personally around. He has gotten a job with Missouri Rural Water, and many of us locally work with Missouri Rural Water, so we'll be seeing Larry in that capacity. But he wanted me to pass along his thanks to all and to Mr. Houseman and to HDR for their extra effort along with the commission. So,
excellent.
Very good.
All right.
Okay, according to our agenda, we don't have anything else except 9 o'clock. Which is a general administrative,
right.
Is that right?
Yeah, we were going to bring up the HPRP update. I left a message for Valerie. She has not called me back. Remember, we didn't approve it because we didn't know what the domestic violence specific significance of this report was. So I haven't heard back from her. So I'm just going to leave it back to Nikki and wait for her to call us back, and then I'll put that on the agenda for a signature.
Okay.
Right now, I don't know why.
Okay. All right.
All right.
So I guess my question is, are we going to Is there any need to meet at 9 o'clock?
No, I don't think so.
I've got the FEMA SEMA training that I've got to be at, okay. So I'm going to be there by 9.
I'm going to make a motion that we table till the next date of...
This?
Yes.
I'll repost it because I don't know when she'll get back. I'll just repost it.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, there's no reason to...
I'm not seeing it on the calendar here, but it's posted, do you think?
I thought it was posted, but it may not have been, but...
Okay.
Anyway.
All right, well, we're done for today then.
Okay, for our meeting. And the minutes, we motion to table the minutes because you had that on there, approvable minutes.
Oh, do we?
Yeah.
Yeah.
With us too.
We're going to do that right now.
Rick, good to see you again this morning.
Arrowhead ribbon cut. This one is reposed.
Let's just repost this one.